tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to a Meet the Candidate show, folks. Today we're going to be speaking with Elaine Michael Mulder. She's a candidate for the school district, for School District 200. And I want to thank you, Elaine, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And I have to give a disclosure that this is a paid-for political show. So having said that, tell us about yourself, because you have deep roots in Hastings.
I do, yeah. I realize in this whole campaign, I haven't really had a lot of time to explain to people or talk to people about my story. And even though I grew up here, I did have quite a few experiences outside of Hastings that kind of brought me to be who I am and where I am. And so I grew up here. I was born in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay.
But my only claim there is that it's Spamtown, USA. So I usually claim Hastings instead of Austin. But I moved here when I was 2 years old. Went to school here, started at St. Philip's, was a Cooper Comet. Rest in peace. And then moved, obviously, to the middle school. High school was freshly built when I went there. Loved my time here in Hastings. Can't really speak high enough about it.
And you went on to college?
I did. I went to Gustavus, where I studied religion and humanities with a peace studies minor. So whenever I say that, people are like, what in the world is peace studies minor? And it encompasses kind of all the humanities, sociology, anthropology, philosophy, sociology, or religion, political science. It kind of, I studied all of the humanities. I just had to find one, you know, subject or one major or minor that kind of encompassed all of it. So that's
okay. You went on and became an attorney.
I did. Yeah. I took a stint when I got out of college. I had a lot of strong opinions about education at that time. So I actually took some time and I worked at a critical thinking institute, actually, that I helped kind of build from the ground up. It was a college alternative, modular, Socratic, taught life skills. It was kind of everything that I wanted in college, but it wasn't in existence when I went through college. So I worked there for a few years and then decided to come back to Minnesota. We started the school here in Minnesota, moved it out to North Carolina, Asheville area, and then I came back here for law school. So I went to St. Thomas for law school.
Okay. You're married, and tell us about your family.
I am. Yeah, ironically, during my time in law school, I also did a little stint over in Oxford. And I always thought maybe I would meet, I thought I would marry an internet, or I'd be married to somebody who is from another country. So I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll meet somebody at Oxford. I actually came home and married the love of my life, whom I met at the most romantic institution in Hastings, Duguerel's.
Oh my gosh.
And
wow.
Yeah, we met there, we did our legal marriage 2019 and our ceremony 2020 because we had to do immigration stuff. Yeah. And
you have two kids?
Two kids, yeah.
Two little girls?
Yeah,
or?
My 3.5-year-old is a boy. Andrew. Okay. And then I have a 1-year-old, Aaliyah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So they'll be going through the Hastings School District.
Yeah, that's the hope.
There you
that's
go.
The hope.
Well, let's start out with, why are you running for the school board?
Sure. It's the question of all questions.
you never heard that one.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had a passion for education, and I've kind of made the pursuit of education one of the passions of my life. I mean, starting in college, after college, I've asked, even when I was working at the Critical Thinking Institute, I was recruiting for the institute, so I was exposed to a lot of different kinds of school systems. Public, private, homeschool, pretty much across the board. And I just loved seeing the outcomes of each and how, what really caught the attention of students, which is a huge passion of mine. I want kids to fall in love with learning because it's one thing you can do for your entire life, never gets old, and it keeps you flexible. You know, it keeps your brain fluid. It keeps your heart open. It keeps life exciting, discovering new things. And I saw, you know, my generation, generations after me, I've just saw, you know, a lot of the educational spirit quenched. So kids weren't loving school. They were kind of, you know, looking at it like something to check off their list, not necessarily something that caught their attention and, you know, made them passionate to explore new ideas. So that's always been a pursuit of my life. And then coupled with that, I've always had a passion for the younger generation. I have been a mentor. I was involved in Young Life here at the school that I was a part of. I was a mentor in the classroom, so I was one of the Socrates of the classroom, and I just love cultivating the minds of kids. So I think that this kind of is a combination of those two things. You know, what has led me to have a desire to be in this position is I think that I have, one, the passion for it, and I think I have the skill sets from with my career and kind of where I've come from with a little bit of an educational background. So I think I'm just kind of fit for it. Mm-hmm. Kind of the cherry on top, as we were discussing just a moment ago, you know, I was friends with Jenny Wiederholt, and the last conversation I had with her was her pressuring me to run for school board. And I just said, there's no way. It's not the time of my life. I have little babies and, you know, and she was just like, you know what? If nobody's going to do it, you know, you got to step up somewhere, you know. And I heard her voice in the back of my head after, obviously, the devastating occurrence of her death. And it played in my mind often. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, that plus a bunch of the other community members kind of coming and kind of asking me to take thought to run.
What a tribute to her memory.
I'd like it to be.
Those Wiederholts, just great people.
Agreed.
What do you see as some of the issues in our school district? You went through the school district. You've been tied to it. You're very well educated. So what do you see as some of those issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll start that answer with a disclosure or a disclaimer. And that's, I'm still discovering that. I realize, you know, I've been on the board since March, and I'm, you know, if you were to ask me, my answer actually when I was before the board initially was, you know, low enrollment and divisiveness. I've since then found to realize that, you know, low enrollment, there's a lot of factors in there. Mm-hmm. You know, Hastings population doesn't have, you know, a ton of availability for young families. So do I think that that's going to change? Probably not in the near future. Do I think that some people are opting out because our classroom isn't engaging and challenging as it should be? Yeah, I do think that. So I think that that's one issue, is just continuously working with the superintendent, the principals, the teachers, and Andrew Hodges, who's just been an amazing asset to the school district, to just really make sure those classrooms are engaging and age appropriate. You know, each kid has developmental stages in their life, and I think it takes extreme intentionality to make sure that those classrooms are fit for them. I found that through my studies, through my experience, and through my just observation of children in general. So I think making sure that our students can really leave the district with confidence in their ability to write, read, communicate, I mean, basic things that, I mean, our score chart hasn't been wonderful for the past years, so we're really working to get that changed. And then going back to my initial answer of divisiveness, you know, I came in after Policy 100 was removed, and I think there was just a lot of hard feelings in the community. And I'm realizing more and more that, you know, a public institution is a hard institution to steward, because you have a lot of conversation, you have a lot of different perspectives. And to be a steward of all the perspectives is a hard job. And I really take my hat off to the current board, because I've really never worked with a group of people that, I mean, the diversity of thought within the community, within the board, is awesome. The different skill sets is wonderful. And the commitment to the kids is, it's unmatched, right? So I think that now I'm seeing more, not that there's just, I guess my mind has changed a little bit around the divisiveness. My mind is still set on acknowledging that it's there, but it's also pivoted a little bit to try to find solutions. And I think that relationship, understanding, buy-in from the community, that's what's going to make our district beautiful. We mm-hmm. really do need outsiders' ideas, to keep that classroom engaging. And I can't say enough about how valuable it is to have parents, teachers, staff as eyes and ears in those schools to really come up with creative solutions for the issues that are kind of presented today.
Well, the part, I spoke, this radio station did a show with Tim Collins for 17 years.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And so I learned a lot about how the school districts work. Mm-hmm. And isn't the declining enrollment, first of all, that's a problem all over. We talk with the superintendent from Prescott School, same thing, same. That's kind of a tough one that it really is, in my opinion, more than what a school board member can solve.
Yes.
But
yes.
Is there ways to improve the educational,
right.
quality of that school is exactly right,
right.
because it's a housing issue that, and I don't think the school board has, that can change any of that stuff.
No.
So how do you do that? How do you bring enrollment back?
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of that is the money, that you get from the state to keep the schools running mm-hmm. is a big issue.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of in a unique space here in Hastings because, we have a two-lane highway to Minneapolis.
Yep, a lot of other choices.
Yeah, and we have some strong farmers, and God bless them. We need them. So I think our goal needs to be we make our classroom as competitive as we possibly mm-hmm. can. We focus on mm-hmm. serving the kids that we have, and they'll do the talking. Mm-hmm. They'll do the talking. They'll be the ones that spread the word. The parents will be the ones that spread the word. I believe in school choice. Mm-hmm. Every parent has a reason to put their kid in a specific place, but I want to make Hastings as competitive as we possibly can. There are communities that we're not going to be able to serve for different reasons. Parents have values that align with different places, and that's really okay. But we're going to be the place that, can provide a quality education for students, and that's done through a variety of different ways. But making that classroom really the center of our focus is a huge, mm-hmm. direction that the whole board sees fit. I wanted to touch on the budget thing that you mm-hmm. Discussed.
That's where I was headed with that, because it's tough times all over.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the first 2 weeks I was on the board, I studied that budget inside and out because it's extremely complicated.
Mm-hmm.
School finance is not for the weak. Fortunately, we have an amazing superintendent who really does understand it. And I've loved kind of hearing her perspective on it.
A new one,
on
too.
Yes.
We've had quite a bit of turnover since the Tim Collins era.
Yes. But Christine, man, she's wonderful. And I, we get a certain amount for each student. And it's been hard because a lot of those funds are earmarked for specific things. So the amount of money that we have to, let's say, provide competitive salaries for our teachers and whatnot, it's decreasing every year. But we really are doing our best to make sure that we provide a atmosphere for our teachers that they feel supported, and that's fiscally as well as just culturally within the schools. And I think Christine has really launched some amazing collaborative groups that have aided that. So I kind of take my hat off to her for that. But we see it as an issue. It's not just for us. It's a Minnesota-wide issue.
Mm-hmm.
And budget cuts are They're hard things because people are going to lose. And I think that's something that I've also embraced in this whole process is people are going to be disappointed with decisions that we make. But going back to what I said before, stewarding a public institution is hard. And we're doing our best. And I really hope that the community, the district, can learn to trust the board, even though there's hard feelings. What we need is support, you know, and constructive support where people can, you know, share their opinions constructively, but also realize that we're serving an entire population of people with different perspectives. And it's hard, but we're open to creative solutions, you know, like we need other people's perspectives too, because we can't be the sole creative, you know, brains behind the vision for our district. So
You're listening to KDWA's Meet the Candidate. We're speaking with today Elaine Michael Mulder. We just have a couple minutes here left, Elaine, and thank you for joining us. What do you see as your top maybe two or three priorities as far as the classroom goes? Because you do have a lot of control over that.
Yes. I think, well, our role is primarily casting the vision, right?
Right.
Not to micromanage the classrooms. But I think that continuously birthing the passion within our teachers to find alternative ways to capture the students. So if, again, it's going to be age appropriate, get the kids moving if they need to move, get the kids, you know, explore different types of learning styles with the students, make sure that they can really leave school with confidence, reading, writing, communication, you know, and there's, again, there's kind of a variety of ways to address that. But that's, I mean, that's my top priority. That's education. That's, that's school. And how that maps out, you know, we have an amazing crew of teachers here in Hastings, and I know that they can come up with solutions. I'm here to just continuously support and birth, you know, the vision of keeping those classrooms fresh, new, and innovative.
Any last-minute thoughts you want to talk about here before we have to go?
Yeah, you know, I think last thought would be just an encouragement to the community to speak up. Speak up, make your voice known. The board loves to hear perspectives. I've been on the board since March, and I can say that I thought that I'd hear from the community more, and we don't hear as much as I'd like to, but we do value voices in the board. Every one of those board members pays tribute to the people who write in and takes them seriously, and we have conversations about them. So I would just encourage the community, be generous with us, be generous with the board, be generous with all your public servants. There's a lot going on, and we're just trying to, explore this journey just like you are. So it's going to take our district, the success of our district is, is in the hands of our community. Okay. So.
How can folks get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, I have a website. Pop into Elaine Michael ISD 200. Google will lead you there. Otherwise, and on my website is listed my phone number, my address, my email address. People can really contact me however they'd like.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
This Meet the Candidate program has been paid for by the Elaine Michael Mulder School Board Election Committee.